I realize for some of you guys that it's a big leap to accept that all of that is true. I believe in most of it. And you know where I am on the climate issue, so I'm not even going to go there today. I've told you I've pretty much said what I have to say about that, and I'm done. What I think we can all agree on is we've looked over the last few months to last few years. We've seen many of the things in this video happen that have absolutely nothing to do with direct environmentalism, like farmers having their farms shut down, like people being threatened with jail for having gardens in their front garden, children told they can't wear a shirt with a picture of the American flag to a school. We've had businesses being told to remove the American flag. We've had a man put in jail in California because he set up a barter network for women who were breastfeeding to barter for goat's milk because some of those women were not capable of producing breast milk and as the best substitute for human breast milk. And we've had over and over and over and over again examples of people stepping on the throats of average Americans, average small business people, and we've watched the ass clowns in the government get away with it. They got their heads rolled in the last election, and 50% of them immediately went out and got jobs as lobbyists. They have more influence and are higher paid than ever before. Whether you think that the problems pointed out in this video are accurate or not, the problems are such that we all have to admit together that it's clear that the people in control want more control, they want us to have less control, and indeed, they have set a course for America to fail. There wasn't a single solution in that video, though. And when we look at what the people are doing to our fellow Americans across the country, and we complain about it, we yell about it, we get angry about it, there is value in that because anger creates action, but there's no solutions there. It's Friday afternoon. You just heard some pretty somber stuff. I think you need to hear some solutions. So my response to if I wanted America to fail, I'm going to call if I wanted to save America. If I wanted to save America, the first thing that I would do is teach every single American that would listen to me that they have internal power. I would teach them all that no one can take it away. I would teach them that a law is only a written command by another man, and any law can be unwritten, and any law can be challenged, and any law can eventually be defeated. I would teach them that laws get passed unjustly when men are afraid, and that men become afraid when they worry about feeding their family or feeding themselves. Men become afraid when they worry that someone will come take what they have or harm them or harm their children, but that when men are not afraid, when they stand up and they know they can care for their families, they can care for their children, they can care for their wives, they can be the leaders in the home that they're supposed to be, they don't capitulate. They don't compromise. They hold their ground. I would teach them that the solution is not in any way currently existing in the beltway around the District of Columbia or the state houses across America. I would teach them that the solution is not in government. It's in their own homes. It's in their own backyards. That's where the solutions are. I would teach America to plant trees in gardens that produce food for themselves to eat everywhere and every place they can. I would teach them that even though everything that we talk about is true, that they're coming to take away people's pigs, they're coming to take away people's gardens, they're actually doing this crap at the local level, the federal level, the state level, all over the place, that it's very damn hard to come put somebody in jail for a garden if everybody in that neighborhood is standing in the front yard going, "I don't think so today. I don't think we're going to let you do this today." And if we start having each other's backs, the fear transfers from us to them. I would teach them that we have already developed a pattern that you should know that you can go out and do these things, that people like us will have your back, do have your back, and we will act. That if you attack an old lady with bone cancer, you'll put a blight on your city for a decade. That's what they did to themselves. The name of that city shall ever, in the minds of anybody that heard this story, go, "Oh, those are the people that," and we'll come through for that person. one way or another, will have their back. If you try to put a lady in jail for a front yard garden in Michigan, in a city where you can't even keep the freaking lights on 5 days a week, you have to close on Fridays, then thousands and thousands of fellow Americans from across the country will call you and tell you they're paying attention to what you're doing, and they will support that person with a legal defense fund and shove it back up your ass. If I wanted to save America, I would teach my fellow Americans these things. I would teach our children to be good citizens in their schools and obey the rules, but question every damn thing a teacher says, especially when it's supposed to be an education and it's an opinion. When they're told so-and-so was bad, ask why. Ask how do we know that. Ask is there another side to the story. And whatever they're taught and whatever they have to put on the paper to get an A, I would tell them to write that down and then come home and talk to me about it, talk to you about it, and find out the real truth. I would teach Americans to once again discover their own history, to accept their own faults and their own mistakes. If I wanted to save America, I would admit that we screwed them some things up, that we oppressed people on our own lands, and I would teach people about the battles that were fought for equality, fought and won, and the amazing, immense opportunity that was created when those battles were fought and won, and that the time to fight those battles is in our past, not our future. Now it's the time to unite and do things. I would teach America that when somebody says the things I'm saying now, and another person says them, and another person says them, and they're heard. The people behind the desks that make the decisions, that say they won't let you, quake in fear. Because they know it's not they won't let us. It's they know the truth is for this long, we've allowed them. We've allowed them to act. We've empowered them. We put them there. We paid for them. We can change it there, but we got to change it right in our own homes first, right with our own children first. If I wanted to save America, I would teach every person within the sound of my voice to be self-sufficient and self-reliant and take care of themselves and their families first, and then to take care of their communities and their neighbors, and then to take care of their cities. And I would teach them to take their cities back first. I would teach them that what these clowns are doing at the federal level doesn't even really matter right now because it's too big, they've got too much power, and they've got too much control, and it's time to take the power at the city and the town level back for the common person and then turn that apparatus of government on their counties and then take their counties back and then take the county government and spin it around so it's not coming down your throat and put it down the throat of the state and then demand that the state stand up to the feds. But there's a bottom-up approach. It doesn't start in a picket line. It doesn't start with an Occupy demonstration. It starts with you. If I wanted to save America, I would teach Americans to once again be proud to be an American. I would teach them you do not have to be proud of the actions of your government or the mega corporations running your government or the lobbyists running your government to be proud to be an American and to be proud of what America is. If I wanted to save America, I would teach Americans that America isn't a place with borders and laws and government. America is an idea that created a place with borders, laws, and government. And that those borders, laws, and government were to exist to serve the people who had the courage to have the idea and make it real. And I would teach them that there's immense amounts of things to be proud about from that. I would teach them to once again value their flag. Even if they're opposed to a war fought under that flag, to realize the flag is not about war. The flag is about the freedom that it's supposed to represent. And if you're not happy that that freedom's there anymore, not there anymore, take it back. And that's the big thing I would try to teach America if I wanted to save it. I would teach them that nobody will give you your freedom back. You must take it. You must claim it. You must do it in your own lives. You must be bold. You must be decisive. You must be willing to act. And you must not let fear get in between you and doing what you dream of doing, what you really believe in, and teaching your children the same thing. In fact, I can sum it up this way. If I wanted to save America, I would simply teach Americans to act like Americans. And with that, folks, this has been Jack Spierko with another edition of the Survival Podcast, helping you figure out how to live that better life if times get tough, or even if they don't.
There's nothing I can do. It's the price we pay, I guess, when we follow all the rules. There's a better way to do this. Let me show you a better way. Yeah.